Permission, I would like to ask a question. First of all, thanks to the two panelists for their very insightful presentations. Actually, I have two questions. One for Ms. Almudena Ortega on the interlinkage between safety and security. I had the impression in your talk that also in the maritime domain, there is in a way an interplay between these two dimensions. And you mentioned, for instance, the COLREX and the Inc. Sea Agreement. And I wanted to inquire to what extent, in a way, we have a layer of safety regulations which regulate more or less the operation of vessels, and on top of that, another layer which deals more with benign or malign behaviors and intent. And building on this experience from the maritime domain, I wanted to ask you what we can learn, in a way, from this when we try to apply this concept of a two-layer regulatory system to space, where we, in a way, have the work by Copius, which to an extent, or at least the latest results, are voluntary measures with the debris mitigation guidelines and the long-term sustainability guidelines and so on. So what does it imply when we start here from voluntary measures when we try to address the security aspects in our work here? And the second question is to Mr. Stotler. I wanted to ask you, could you explain a little bit more about the formulation of the agreements in the maritime and air domain? To what extent was there already a shared understanding of what is acceptable and non-acceptable behavior, and acceptable and non-acceptable operating procedures before these agreements were formulated? And to what extent was that a task that was accomplished during the negotiation of these agreements? Thank you.